The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. Oh, yeah. So here's the thing.
Wow.
It's bright and early. I'm exhausted. Katie hates spiders, so there is a huge spider web. And I just made Dr. Banana.
Thank you.
Take a trophy. Take the trophy and wipe it. You had to, by the way, it is one of my many trophies.
Yeah. Arden, you make trophies for yourself, which I admire.
By the way, I made a trophy.
We've made
medals for ourselves.
Of course.
For a contest that never happened.
That never happened, that we were rigging so we would win.
I wrote Best Arden in Town, Best Brian in Town.
It's
hello
true.
And welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden. I'm coming to you from my bougie cobweb trophy garage in Los Angeles, California.
Take a trophy and wipe the web.
The deep, dark web.
It's true. This is the dark web.
Wipe the dark web with my trophy that I bought myself. Because I'm a champion.
And it said congrats on adulting on it or something.
That's right. Nice. That's because Steph gave it to me for being a champion, for continuing to become a champion. Hello, you guys. We made it. We made it. Katie, I'm giving you my full face, which is will only happen once this episode.
Because
I got to go back to the cameras.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I can't believe we've made it through meeting all of the, the feed teams, the bush team, like
farm league.
The farm teams. We got to know all the farm teams, and turns out we still don't know any of these people for the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise.
That's such a relief because I don't always watch the seasons.
Yeah.
And so to know that they were, some of these people were like newish to you, it makes
loved
me feel
it
much better.
I actually feel like that makes it more interesting because I'm like, I actually like the wild card factor of
it.
We have some greatest hits, and then we have some like who the hell is this? I think some of you hear a fan. I think it's the outside air conditioner.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, yeah. Great. It's
we
hot.
Have the doors open, guys.
Guys, the doors are open because I have a fancy job next week. So also, I want to start out of the gate. The podcast is going to be late next week because your queen has a fun bougie job in New York and I'm going to be filming. So we're going to record on Thursday. Okay, here we go. With me today is a brother from another mother.
Yes, baby.
I consider him the second Marine brother.
I will take that. I feel like you and I have leveled up in our, like,
yeah,
I feel
right?
like this with you now.
Right?
Arden and I are tied. We're gonna
jump off the Hollywood sign together.
Absolutely. I've been looking for the right person, and
we're going to tie ourselves with like silk scarves together.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And then on the way down, we're going to scream like they never should have made talkies.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
You know him from 911.
Bless.
You know him from you.
God bless.
You know him from his podcast Attitudes.
Thank you, honey.
And you will know him from our upcoming number one in the world podcast.
The ink is drying.
No autographs, please.
Thank you.
That will be on iHeart at some point once our contracts are done.
Yes.
But we've already made content for it.
We have.
And you're going to see him at the show that sold out in 24 hours.
I can't wait.
Our first ever live show on the East Coast sold out in 24 hours. I don't have to get my real estate license. I threatened if it didn't sell out, I was going to quit and get my real estate license.
I'm so glad you didn't do
that. By the way, I might have not even passed the test. I would have just been like an aspiring realtor.
Right. That's deep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Safi Marine.
Thank you so much. It's such a thrill to be here. Your place is gorgeous as ever.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Seeing Tana and seeing Katie is like seeing old friends.
No, also with us, across from me, a woman. I mean, we're about to have a slumber party in New York City. We're going to BravoCon.
We are.
We have something fun we're doing on Saturday.
Yes, we are.
And then we're doing our live show with my real brother and my other brother, Brian, at Union Hall, sold out in 24 hours. Dr. Tana Anna Dana, Ariana, Hannah Montana, Rosanna Dana, Mittens Marine, Hosnier Marine, Safi. Hello, Dr. Banana. Hello, Tana.
Wait, I take Brian's last name as well.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course. It's just like, traditional marriage.
Yeah. I just swoop in and take everyone's last
name. That's right. How does it feel that we sold out in 24 hours?
I mean, incredible. I will say, a lot of people have reached out to me asking if we're going to have extra tickets. We will not. But if you cannot make it last minute, DM me on my Instagram at SellingHosnier and let me know so we can do some ticket exchanges. You can get someone to buy your ticket
because
people want tickets. Nice.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Nice.
Brian and I also, if you couldn't get a ticket but you're in the New York area, Brian and I are both doing stand up at Union Hall, the same venue, unionhallny.com. We're doing it on October 11th, which is a Tuesday night. We're both doing sets at a really fun show.
Yeah.
I think it's at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So if you couldn't get tickets, it's probably like $10 or something.
Yeah, go see them.
Go see it. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Come say hi to us.
Well, in 20 more days, it'll be Halloween. This is a pre-Halloween stand-up.
It's Halloween. You know, October 11th, Halloween. Also with us today, Dr. Katie Levine. How proud are you of our fans that they bought tickets and we sold out in 24 hours?
That's amazing. Our fans are the best. Like, they really are.
No, they are. They're the best.
They're the best. They're the best listeners.
Because you do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. These are the best fans.
These are the best fans.
They're good.
Okay, here's another thing. Allegedly, apparently, Ashley, I, and Kennedy, and maybe Jared are going to come do the show with us. How fun will it be to see my brother, adult male coder, Alaric Marine, and Ashley I interact with each other?
She's in a pod.
I want to do, because she lives in Rhode Island, I want to do a Rhode Island accent contest.
Yes.
I want to do something where we figure out a way for Ashley I to prep Alaric to be a contestant for The Bachelorette.
Oh, that would be great.
Can you imagine? Or like them trying, like I love the idea of somehow them having to interact with each other. Like, it's such a fun pairing to me.
Or you could play co-hog or co-host and you have to give a fact about a co-host or a co-hog and see if they can guess.
Oh, I like that, which is a Rhode Island clam.
That's right.
Oh, that's really fun. Will you write
What's
that
a
down?
Co-hog?
Is this Jenna Hager-Bush or a clam?
Oh my God, I love that. That's a really good idea. Co-hog or co-host is a great thing. It's a Rhode Island clam, co-hog. Okay, and then the other thing, if he would be down for it, it would probably take too long, but it'd be really fun to have her contour my brother's face.
That would be amazing.
By the way, could she do it beautifully? Or my face.
Or yours.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a big ask. We could see how fast she can contour, but if she would contour all of our faces.
Oh, yeah. It's, by the way, as fast as she can. Can you imagine how stunning we'd look?
As speed contour.
A speed contour. Are you kidding? Speed contour. Speed contour.
We would look amazing.
That's in the next Olympics, a speed contour.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
It should be. Okay, you guys. So I also want to say, because I'm flying to New York early, we're recording early, so we're not going to be able to do Tweet of the Week, but we'll do next week's Tweet of the Week. Next, we'll give away two pillows because we got the clip in advance. So we've got the episode in advance. But also, Julie, the dream queen from Sleep Crown, has agreed and is shipping to New York one full size Sleep Crown that we can give away at the show.
Beep, beep, beep. I got my Sleep Crown.
Talk to us. Tell us.
So the last time I was on this podcast,
we
had talked about the Sleep Crown,
yes,
and you maneuvered it for me. You set it up for me. You showed me how it felt.
Yes.
I couldn't believe my literal eyes.
Yeah, tell me.
It was incredible. It is incredible.
It's the softest thing you've ever...
Softest thing you could imagine.
But it has weight.
It has weight. You feel so relaxed. Yeah. You feel so taken care of.
Safe.
It feels like you're in like...
Safe.
A like... what are those things like dolphin chamber?
Yes.
No, I don't know what
a dolphin chamber.
A sensory deprivation
That's
thing?
It.
No, it's a dolphin chamber.
Exactly what you meant, right?
No, it's a dolphin chamber. It's like a Quahog dolphin chamber.
Yeah. Feels like you're in a dolphin prison. No. Okay. No, it feels like you're in a sensory deprivation tank. Thank you, Katie.
By the way, go get yourself a sleep crown. Sleepcrown.com/WYATR and put in code champion. You know what? Jonah Ray messaged me. We love Jonah. He was the host of Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail Nanjiani. We love him. You love Jonah.
Yeah.
He texted me. He was like, hello, friendship. I want to come on your podcast because I want to sleep crown. And I was like, well, you're going to have to watch The Bachelor.
He knows because he doesn't watch The
Bachelor. How do you hear about this?
I have no idea. And he goes.
Getting around?
So apparently he goes, he said, I sleep with piles on my face. Okay. And he heard about me and my piles obsession with the sleep crown. Like, and then the cat sits on the piles on his face. I was like, well, you could either use our code and get like
$15 off.
Get $15 off and free shipping.
You could watch all of Bachelor.
And he said he would. He said he would watch the show and come. We should have him on next week. Let's have him on next week.
I think
we'll have him. We can have him on next week. Yeah. He was so into the idea of the sleep crown. He literally couldn't believe the sleep crown existed. I don't know how he heard about my obsession with it.
I don't know.
Shout out Julie. Shout out Julie's dream queen. Shout out Julie. God, I mean, but what color did you get? Charcoal or white?
White. I got white.
And is it, I mean, you can't believe it.
You can't believe it.
I just washed my travel pillow case.
I meditate with it on my face now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
That's great.
God damn it.
I just went on a trip with my father who snores like he's dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had share hotel room.
Awful.
And, oh my God.
Awful.
I hate traveling with him because he snores like it's like
I would never share a room with my father.
24/7.
Yeah.
And that sleep crown. Game changer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh my God.
Could you
my
not
travel sleep crown. I could kind of hear it, but it the pressure and like the muffling felt
okay.
helped me sleep.
You felt okay.
Yeah. And telling him if he snored, I would strangle him.
My suitor got his sleep
crown. The guy who makes your suits?
Yeah.
The guy, you know, all my suits, I look so good. My proportions look great in a suit. You know what looks good in a lady suit? Short legs.
Absolutely.
Like a little
knee length skirt,
but dunk-a-dunk ass.
Yeah.
Very long torso.
Sure.
I mean, so my suitor, he got a sleep crown.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
And because he knows I love my sleep crown, and he loves it and has it. I also has it like around his like couch and stuff because he knows this monster
available for you.
Available
That's
for me.
That's adorable.
Come on. Yeah. You've met my suitor.
He's adorable.
Do you like my suitor?
Of course I do.
My suitor may or may not be in the audience at the show in New York.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
You're going to obviously bring him on stage and have him tell the audience what he thinks about you?
I'm going to pretend it's the ultimatum, and I'm going to force him to propose. I'm going to force him to propose.
So chill.
Yeah, and I'll be like, oh, this is my brother. This is now hometowns.
Yeah.
And you're meeting my whole family. God. Oh my God, we should do hometowns.
That's hysterical.
And by the way, you're as close as I have to a family. I mean, you guys are what's left. So like, this is the whole Marines.
Yeah.
You could play the part of my parents.
Yeah. You got it. Would love to.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's really funny. We should do
that's
hometowns.
So fun.
I'll do a lot of...
Oh my God. Yeah. Or you could be the... Oh yeah.
A lot about Christianity.
You should be the hothead. You could be the hothead.
Like the brother?
The hothead brother
totally.
That kisses me on the mouth.
Oh my God.
There's always the hothead brother that kisses the female contestant on the
Completely.
Mouth.
Completely.
And then, we might.
It's like, well, how are you going to treat this precious jewel?
Yeah. Oh my God, let's force my suitor.
She's a princess. Should we? just be chugging champagne.
Should we
the whole
force?
Time.
And then I was thinking, because you know we're doing the Loverboy taste test. We could do
Loverboy
with my Loverboy.
Yeah.
We could do Loverboy. But we should do hometowns and see how he does.
I feel
is
so
it too
sorry.
Is it too soon
Let's
for
also
hometowns?
Not tell him this is going to happen.
No. We can't tell him.
You like cut to, it's like, he's no longer my suitor.
By the way, he might not be. I mean, this is like 3 weeks. Who knows?
That's
this
true.
Is like 2 weeks. Anything. I'm a
bets.
Real hothead. Who knows? I could blow. I mean, look.
Hothead.
Look, it's so early on. It could easily go awry. But do you think.
No, you're a catch of the day, baby.
Should we do hometowns? Is it too soon?
That's your call. I think it's a funny idea, but
let's do it.
You negotiate.
Hey, it's your relationship, you know.
Let's blow it up.
That's what you want to do. Yeah. That's right.
Let's do it. That's all right, let's not prep him for it, and we'll spring hometowns on him. And you can play the part of my brother. You have to wear a sweater around your neck.
Yeah, I will.
And then Alec gonna play.
Alec's going to play my father. Right. Oh, and then you can go, your father. Oh, no, you're going to be the, you could be Alec's husband. You can be Alec's husband.
Right. That's fine.
You can be Alec's husband. And then you can go, your father works so hard. So we pretend Alec's a billionaire and you can be his new husband. Yeah. And you, that's what we'll do. Yeah. So you're my stepfather.
There to begin with.
You're my stepfather and you're very protective of Alaric's fortune.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have your strength. Give me the phone.
Give me the phone.
Give me the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're Alaric's husband and you are?
Who should I be?
My aunt?
Your aunt? Because your parents, okay, yeah. Your mother's gone, so I'll be the aunt that's like.
Or do you want to be my mom? Do you want to be my mom?
I can be JJ.
But you could be AA.
Should I just hit on
the whole time? Oh, yeah, JJ would hit on him.
Should I just hit on
him the whole time? She'd be like, you've got gorgeous hair. Oh my God.
I didn't know that you had the statue of me still. I love it.
That's a good luck pig. That's a money pig. It's a three-legged money pig.
I love it.
I noticed it when I came in. I thought it was so cute.
It's so cute. You rub it for money.
Oh, really?
Money. These are all my money. And then JJ gave me this.
That's beautiful for
okay,
real.
By the way, fans, we will get to paradise.
Yeah, sorry,
we have to rub the money pig. You know how it is.
Okay, we have to rub the money pig. You know I need to make more money. Even though I'm working a lot, that I want my dollar amounts to be higher. Mm. Okay, who doesn't? Yeah, get in line, bitch. Okay, we have it all worked out. We're going to have hometowns. We're going to bring hometowns on my like 3-day suitor. I'm so great in a relationship. So fun to date me. No pressure.
Great. Come up on stage.
Come up on stage. The audience has to be nice to him. Oh, unless they hate him.
No, listen, I am so jealous of everyone coming to the show, even though I'm going to be there. I'm so jealous. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Truly.
Okay, great. And maybe we'll even talk about Bachelor or not. Who knows? Okay, here we go. Jesse is on the beach for the first time in paradise in his tight capri khakis.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I feel like Jesse is definite daddy vibes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, you like it.
I sort of like him. I like him until he talks and then he calls all the guys brother. And
brother.
I don't like that.
Everybody was doing that.
I don't like that.
I also noticed that Jesse, as he did last, he doesn't care about the ladies. He's just insecure about his own body. And every guy that walked in with his shirt off, he literally eyeballed the guys up and down. He looked their eyes up and down on their torso.
It's sad because Jesse has a fine body.
Maybe that's why
I like him is there's a self-consciousness there that I appreciate that's not with everyone on the show, obviously. Yeah,
no, I feel like it's a guy. By the way, he's hot, and I wouldn't change an inch of him, but you can see him sizing up these younger guys.
Right.
I watched him. There was Romeo walked in with his shirt on button, and Jesse's eyes went up and down in a way that was not sexual, in a way that was like, oh, I need to do more upper body. Right. What does he do? What powder is he on?
And he couldn't get over Michael's new body either.
I know.
Oh my God, he was threatened by that.
He was.
But also remember the finale last week? He's like, Zach, you've been working out, huh?
Yeah. At least you don't look like me. You're like, he looks just like you. And he's like, well, he's got the body. It's like, you've got the body.
Yeah, you look great, dude.
By the way, it makes me feel better
Brother,
it makes me feel better that you also don't feel great in your skin and a bikini.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah, it makes me feel relatable.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, you look gorgeous.
So do you.
Do I?
Yeah. You always do, though.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. That's the stepfather that I've been looking for. Yeah. What's your name going to be? Kyle?
Definitely. K-I-S-L-E.
Write that down, Tana. Write that down. I'm going to make a Hello, My Name is Kyle t-shirt for you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, please. I'll wear. By the way, Arden always makes me garments, which I love, with my name on it. And this is my favorite fucking thing.
I've not seen your new one worn yet.
I'll send you some video because they literally wear it on the podcast all the time.
Okay, because I haven't seen. I love outfitting you.
You do. It's
you're
my
baby
thing.
Girl.
It's my favorite thing.
I'm here. You're my princess.
How many totes do you own by now that Arden has had?
I only have one tote that Arden gave me that I fucking love back from BIP Australia.
Osher.
You know what? I hope he's okay.
God,
He seems better.
He seems like he's doing well.
By the way, Jesse gives me Osher vibes a little bit.
They got themselves an American Osher.
How many times have I custom made things?
There's
my
trophies,
favorite
shirts, hats, trophies, t-shirts.
Everything, totes.
I can't stop.
It's great.
Can't stop. You're my you're like the little girl I never had.
Yeah, well, I gotta tell you, if for any reason my memory slips, I have clothes telling me who I am, so I don't mind them.
I'm a beautiful baby boy.
You're Kyle. I'm a beautiful baby boy.
I'm a beautiful baby boy.
I'm a beautiful baby boy.
Exactly.
By the way, so I call Brian BBB my beautiful baby boy, and now at tennis, all these people that have now only known him 1 year, they all call him BBB as well. They all know that he's a beautiful baby boy. By the way, our cult leader tennis instructor he's back.
Yeah.
He has a goatee. He says he has a long ponytail that he's been.
What?
He looks hot. He's been wearing a headband, and he says he's going to chop off his ponytail. And he told me he'd give it to me like a fall that I can wear to red carpets.
Amazing.
And I'm going to.
You should.
Wow.
Okay, great. All right, so Jesse's tight khakis, and then Hunter is on the toilet with IBS.
That
also,
weird.
Like, did they even edit it in?
They don't think they even edited it in.
Also, the explanation of IBS-C and IBS-D, and she's both.
Yeah. Dude, that sucks. For this girl.
That's like, why would like they're basically like, we'll let you to Sialita if you talk about how fucked up your bowels are.
Go to a place where you can't drink the water because it will give you diarrhea.
Oh, it so much
that's
shit.
That's so very unkind. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
So then we have
okay. Yeah, I hope
Johnny,
he's okay.
By the way, who was like in the final, Johnny, the guy who was rapping, was just
in
the final three. Could not have cared less
right.
that he had literally just come from maybe getting engaged, and he rapped Toes in the Sand.
T-O-E-Z.
I hate that he keeps rapping.
It was so gross.
And he's from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida or something.
Okay. I have to say, like, every time they were sitting there drinking, I just, like, imagined him being like, anyone have any Coke?
Yes.
For sure.
Definitely giving some Cokie Roberts vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have the teacher Serene, who is
so cute.
So stunning. What a stun gun! The hot
beautiful.
Teacher.
She's beautiful.
She's
yeah.
and sweet.
And sweet.
I mean,
I'm so excited for her. But we'll get to that.
We love her. Yeah. I would not want to stand next to her in a bikini.
No.
I would be Jesse Palmering her the whole time, looking her up and down, and going, "So you actually are a teacher? Wow. What is this? Just genetics? Are you just not hungry? You know, like I would be.
You work out a lot. You
like,
run. What do
so
you
what
do?
Is it? What is it? What is it?
What do you
do like that bar? What is this Pilates? Yeah. What are you doing here? Okay. So then we have. Brandon.
So handsome.
Now, he was a nurse, and now he's a trainer. That's the problem with this show. He was a nurse recruiter.
Nurse recruiter.
And now he's a trainer.
He needs more flexible hours or something to do this.
Yeah.
He was so sweet. So he was the one that Michelle let go. He was like made it. He was the last time, and my friend Karen texted me because we couldn't remember when the last time we waited for the shoes to get out of the limo.
Yeah.
Michelle actually went through with this. And Karen said she thought that was mean, but shout out Karen, all respect. I do like the whose loafers are they?
Who's Robbie? Loafers.
Who's Robbie to elf shoes are getting out of the Suburban?
No socks ever.
So then we get to, and I want to say overall, the fun of this was also the who are you? Like, I like the ones that are the who are you, because they are actually giving some of the most fun storylines are from the who are you, which I like. So I enjoyed seeing Brandon and Serene. Those were like, okay, those are some hits that I remember. But here comes the villain. Ville gotta Ville, Dr. Kira.
My hero, by the way.
She goes, whatever ails you, take two of these. And she shook her titties and she said, and call me in the morning. And she said, I am DTF. In another world, I was a porn star. I wanted to spend all my time in the boom boom room. Hot opening. Whose doctor is she?
That's what I want. By the way, stethoscope on the sand was my favorite look. I've never seen anyone rock that the way she did. Yeah, I love that she was like, you didn't get to know me before. I'm a whore.
And a doctor.
Yeah, like it was, I was only impressed by her.
I love
it. She's my favorite.
I mean, truly, she is such a fun villain. You know what I like about it is that we thought Shanae, who we know will cause trouble later, we thought the villains that we've already seen are going to come in. It was a fun new, because sometimes you can get tired of the villains, like flavors.
Right.
So what's fun about it is we haven't seen this villain before, and it was a new doctor villain, like a horny doctor villain. Here for it, Dr. BB. Katie, talk to me.
I would love to see who her patients are and for them to be like, is that? Oh.
What kind of doctor is she? Like, yeah, what does she do?
By the way, she would have given me the HPV vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
She would have given me the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, she would. She's loose with her goose.
She's definitely loose with the old goose. Meanwhile, we have Jacob Tarzan. His whole thing is, I love margaritas. Never saw him order one once on the beach.
No, you're right.
Yeah. And also, I feel like he thought they were going to CGI out his like thong straps, like, so it looked like he was nude,
just
but
with a leaf.
So it, like, I feel like in the past they've blurred it to make it look more believably nude, like, and they should have just blurred the whole thing, but it's like clearly a dance belt with a bad leaf sewn on.
Yeah, that leaf was bad. It was like a green sock.
The whole thing was bad. Katie,
no, I wasn't a fan. Wasn't a fan.
It was also so gross. I mean, there's nothing sexy about that.
And like to just go up and be like, hi, nice to meet you. Yeah. It's just like, I mean, they were like, oh, it took balls, but it's also disgusting.
It's also disgusting.
You're disgusting. Then we have Genevieve, who we enjoy. Genevieve is hot, but Genevieve has to learn how to have her own energy. She was already pre-upset and she's already lost the fight with Shanae. Yes, she has 200 bikinis. I mean,
she does have 200.
200 bikinis.
I'm worried about her.
She's already pre-lost. She's already manifested that this woman's going to take whoever she's interested in. So, and so it shall be by saying it out loud.
Yeah.
She's made it happen, and she's already has no power in this dynamic by saying it. Don't say it out
loud. Just don't say it.
Be a champion. Yeah. You're becoming a champion. Act like you're fine. Fake it till you make it, honey. She needs to become a champion about the Shanae interaction. Genevieve, Tana, thoughts?
Yeah, Genevieve, I mean, even during Clayton's season, we saw her sort of crumbling down. Like, remember the therapy day where she just, like, couldn't open up? And I feel like she needs to relax and just be herself.
Yeah.
Totally, she's, you know, she's hot. She's gorgeous.
Any
hot.
Guy who she connects with who's going to end up going with Shanae or whatever, like, isn't the guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I just realized.
Whoever's attracted to Shanae is unwell.
Yeah.
100%. But she's playing nice, and she was
she
nice.
She is playing she nice. She was gorgeous nice green eyes out. That match her titties.
She was nice to Luce when Luce had a.
Luce.
Side note, Ashley I has to be a relative. If we're going to do hometowns, we need to include her.
Oh, definitely.
Who is she? Is she my best friend?
Yeah,
oh, that would be great. The best friend who's like, I have something to tell you.
Okay, Ashley I is my best friend. Great. Okay, love it. That'll be a fun segment. And for us, at least, maybe not my suitor. Yeah, I mean.
Does he listen to this podcast?
No.
Okay, good. He's so like,
are you
the podcast.
Sure? No, I know. He said
this is how you'll find out.
He said he doesn't like listening to it because then it just makes him wish that he was hanging out with me.
Aww.
Right? Very he said he listened to it once and he was like, he's like, I'm so impressed. You give everybody room and there's so many threads going, but you get right back up onto the track. Like you keep it organized. It seems like it's off the tracks, but you get it back on. He's like, that takes skill.
You are the queen of something seeming like chaos, but you just are like, I'm telling you, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that this ship is going in the right direction. And then at the end of it, it always does.
That's right.
Like you say something and I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like doing that. And then you're like, no, but this one you do want to do. I do it. And I love it.
When I said to you, don't be the queen of France. Get in the car.
You go, oh, come on. I said, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go. You go, oh, come on. Don't be the queen of France. Get in the car. You're driving. She threw me the keys.
And by the way, we had a great time.
Oh, it was like the best day.
Don't be in the queen of France. Get in the car. You're driving. Lucky suitor. Lucky suitor. Okay, so here we go. So then, look, I mean, who knows? We don't, you know, I'm not engaged to this person. This is my first boyfriend, but we like him. Yeah. So it's time for him to meet the Marines and my best friend, Ashley Iaconetti.
I wish we could have mittens on stage.
I mean, we should have a photo of her.
Just her, like.
We should have a photo of her.
You should get a cardboard cutout of mittens.
Oh.
Like a life size. Honestly, bigger than life size.
Huge. How do we do that?
Huge.
I should have, I could order one and have it. Huge. I'll order that online. Because I'm great.
I'm to New York. I don't know if we can check it.
I'm great with my money.
Yeah.
I'm great with my money.
I think that's worth the money.
Okay, great. But then we'll
have
your house
crowdfund for it.
We should crowdfund for it. You're right. Who wants to give us $5 towards a huge, great day-sized mittens? By the way, we didn't say it last week. It was the acting of my life, acting like I was fine. When we arrived last week, poor mittens. was not feeling up to snuff. And no. Dr. Banana went in, because she's my physician, to check on her. And she was like, Arden, Mittens has a lump the size of a grapefruit on her head. And I said, I only see beauty. I don't see flaws. Right. And it turned out she was in trouble. I had to get her to a cat emergency room that night. Then they put like a drain in her head and keep it open. And she looked like a princess boxer. That she had blood all over her nose.
She had blood on her paws, which actually looked really cute.
Yeah, she did look cute. She looked like she was like.
You should see the other cat.
Yeah, exactly. Let me at her. Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Anyway, so Mittens. She's
doing great now. She's when we thriving. Walked in, she ran over
but
to us.
But we
to
need
say
to
hi.
Talk about Meow.
But oh yeah, like, my vet called, and I was to talk about Mittens. And her opening line was, "We need to talk about Meow." I don't even know if our listeners know I have another cat.
Yeah, Meow's the other cat who clearly hates
Mittens. I understandably, if I've never met
Mittens.
Yeah, she goes, "We need to." Meow hit Mittens, yeah. And the Dr. Lisa goes, "We need to talk about Meow. Meow's not happy. Yeah. Doesn't Meow have enough room?" I'm like, it's me and two cats in a two-bedroom house. She's got enough room. And then she goes, does she have enough to do?
That's unbelievable.
you got to get Meow into some
You got to get her into the junior league. You got to get her into sailing lessons.
Does she have enough to do?
Soccer after school.
She's a cat. Okay. So meanwhile, here we go. Michael the Zaddy. I did see he have new teeth as well as a new body.
He looks like he got... He fixed it up.
By the way, he was sweet as can be. But I love that he was like, hey, son, I left like in the final three from Katie's season because of my son. But my son is like, why don't you go back to that machine and go
I'm sorry, kids don't talk like that.
No, they don't. It was as if he said the kid was like, you're going to pass on paradise? That's crazy, Dad. Like, in no world did
they
say that.
Think about all them titties. All them titties on the beach.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Those youthful titties.
Yeah, it was like, look who's talking.
Yeah, those youthful titties on those beach. You're going to pass, Dad?
This guy. I mean, anything. I guess whatever you have to say to yourself to go to sleep at night by being like, I'm going to get drunk for a month, son.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to pass on paradise.
You're going to pass on paradise.
Think of the followers, Dad.
I need to say before we go to our first commercial break. So we had actually a very nice email. That was actually a very respectful email of like disagreement, and it was about Katie. So just because he was on Katie's season,
I thought you meant me. I was like, what did I do? No.
Hot water.
Okay, here's the email. So we'll clear this up before we go. I thought this was a way to send in an email that was like didn't have their hackles up, but had a question for us. Okay, so this is from Stevie. Love Dr. Banana, and I'm curious about the Bachelorette Katie dislike. Hello. I'm a longtime listener and Patreon member, so I'm asking with only curiosity and no negativity. Great opener.
Take note, everybody.
What a nice opener. Nice. Like, and also for me, if I'm feeling feisty, like let me open up this email and try to act like this. On the latest episode, Tana mentioned she did not care for Katie Thurston. I have a great fondness for post-show Katie, so I'm just wondering what Tana read that made her dislike her. Thank you. Continued love to Miss Arden and the production team. That's a nice email.
Well, I just felt that her behavior post-show felt very... Like, she really she did all these weird, like, countdowns where she was, like, shading people. I don't know. She was constantly kind of causing problems and, like, coming for people and, like, fighting with Nick Viall. There was, like, so much weird stuff that I was kind of like, to me, it feels like now you wanted this attention to begin with. And, you're trying to stay relevant. But in a way that felt kind of... like mean in a way. She did a bunch of these, I don't know, go look at her Instagram. I'm sure they're all still up in her stories and stuff, like her highlights and stuff, but she did a bunch of like weird countdowns where she would like call out people, say sort of things, and then like, I don't know, there was an energy. Look, it's a personal thing. You might let me be into, you might not even
That's
think it's
right.
that mean,
but That's right.
I found it very off-putting, which okay. then soured me towards her when I actually originally really liked her.
Okay.
And I thought it was nice of her to stand up and be like, someone's being bullied.
Okay.
When you snitch is a quick way to get kicked off the show.
Now, I have not followed her at all. So, but again, what a nice, healthy discourse we just had. Yeah. If yeah. all Very of nice. Us could take that. Let's take a quick break and we're going to get into the horny shenanigrams.
Time for Bachelor in Paradise!
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay. I love, basically to me, and you can agree or disagree, I feel like the first person they send to the beach, and in my mind, like, is like, you're our lead. Yeah. You're number one on
They're
the call
setting
sheet.
You up.
Yeah. Oh. So I remember, like, Carly of Carly and Evan, because she had that bad season the year before with that guy, Kurt. And then I think she was first that next season. Like, I feel like they're like, you're our Cinderella. It's usually a woman. We want to give you our happily ever after. You're the lead. You're the pride. You're the jewel in the horny franchise. Do you agree?
Like,
you're our heart. You are the Cinderella. You're the bachelorette.
Yeah,
you're the bachelorette.
People wanted Serene to be the bachelorette.
Yeah.
But obviously they chose Gabby and Rachel. So I think this is their chance of like,
I didn't watch that season, but she immediately gave off the vibe of like, why aren't you the bachelorette?
Yeah.
Like you've got it all.
She's got
it all.
Well,
honestly, I just think I'm so excited for her.
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, can we
just get to that?
No, okay, like, here we go.
Ahead because I think they're soulmates.
Okay, so Serena's so cute. So she wants a ring. Next up is the dad. Dad is up. Michael. Then, of course, your friend Zaddy goes, bro, you're jacked.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't get over it.
He was jacked. He got different. His hair looked maybe
Everything
darker.
Yeah.
I felt like there was at least a whitening of the teeth, which, by the way, I could do myself.
And what a choice to wear yellow pastel shorts.
I mean,
I couldn't get over
it. I have to say, I also loved all these older guys that were kind of funny. I like the geriatric millennial who I don't know, but I like the guys were kind of funny.
Casey, yeah, Casey. I loved when was like, everyone's so youthful.
I actually like
stop saying that, you loser.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I kept thinking about how would I feel if I, as me, was sent onto this beach, and I would think.
Old.
I would feel old.
I would feel old as hell.
I would be like,
feel,
everyone's so youthful. I would just, the titties are so youthful.
Oh my God,
feel,
right?
I would feel old, but I would also be like, this is the greatest. How lucky am I? How I would be so psyched.
I would too.
I would have so much fun.
I would just want an actual like luxury hotel.
I would feel,
hotel.
Yes. Yeah. I would be like, I have to share a room with people.
I wouldn't want people to keep commenting on my age. If I could put in my contract that nobody could mention my age.
I think
I know, it's just say the age part, redacted.
I just
redacted.
Feel like I would like exactly. not know
unknown, unknown.
About. Unknown age.
Ken play 34.
They'd be okay, like drinking too much, and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm gonna, if I drank less, I'd feel it tomorrow.
I would feel so bloated too. Right? Like I can't drink and sit in a bikini. It's one or the other. Okay, so then we have Andrew, the football player who speaks with a British accent.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
And we'll get to it later, but it was the quietest restaurant I have ever. That had the least. At least send them to town and have some like strumming local magician.
Absolutely.
Like a magician.
That's a fun magic.
Night. That's a fun
yeah, close up magic. Illusionist. Yeah. So then we have Genevieve is there, and he goes, talking to Michael, goes, she's so youthful. Ever so youthful.
I couldn't, that's what I texted you guys about. I couldn't stop laughing. I kept calling everyone youthful.
Oh my God, so youthful. I mean, by the way, if you're a 37-year-old widower and you're dealing with a 10-year-old boy, like your life is, and here comes Genevieve, you're like, this is a different day-to-day existence.
He needs somebody who over 30.
They don't have anybody over 30 except for
Luce.
Except for Luce.
Please don't let that woman be his.
So then we have Johnny comes right in, doesn't even talk to the guys. These guys are so passive, though. Like, go talk to the women. Don't just stand at the bar. Like, why are the cute Andrew and Michael, like, go talk to the women.
Yeah, Andrew seems very shy. So.
And so then Johnny comes in and is like, yeah, whatever. Hey, ladies. Where's the cocaine?
Where's the coke?
Where's the cocaine? And the guys are watching. They're like, he's really dialed in for the women. I will say I appreciate that so far there's no shit stirs in the guys yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
They all seem nice.
They do. None of them seem like assholes.
No, and again, do I remember
Except
Casey?
Maybe Johnny, who's a little bit stockbroker energy.
Casey was like, kind of, he talked like we saw Casey a lot, but
what season?
It was,
was it Michelle?
Michelle season, yeah.
How fast I forget everybody.
Yeah. I remember liking Casey because, like, he had like good points, but he, you know, there was no connection with
that's
him.
Right.
Michelle.
He was just like hanging with the guys.
Yeah,
I'm here for the geriatric mellow. Then we, this is a fun addition, Teddy the Virgin.
Yeah,
yes.
she's so cute.
She's the best.
She was, and by the way, they pointed out she was the most confident virgin in the world, mm-hmm. and Andrew was right. She's confident.
Yeah. She and Andrew seem perfect together.
Oh, right? They're so cute.
You don't think so?
No, I said right?
Yeah, oh,
they're
yeah,
so
they do.
Cute.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, so Andrew, as soon as she walked in, he was like, he's been waiting for her.
So cute.
And he's just like, couldn't even talk to her. He's like, But then they went and talked, and you could see that, unfortunately, now because of Instagram and everything, people pregame. Yeah. They pregame. And they're like, I feel like I know you already, but I don't even know you. Like, you can tell that they've been messaging. There's been a message situation.
I do think, like, don't they have, like, events where these people meet and stuff?
But I don't
think Casey talked about it, that they all go hang out.
And do you think they already are trying to form things of, like, you keep me when we're there? Or, like,
well, that's what happened with Brandon and Piper last year.
But I do wonder
if, like, Andrew and Teddy talked or if Brandon and Serene talked.
I feel like Andrew and Teddy messaged. It didn't seem like they'd met in person.
Yeah.
And I also feel like Serene and Brandon, like, because they were like, oh, my God, it's even better in person. I feel like there's been pregame flirting.
But as long as you're not like, as long as you're not doing what Brandon and Piper did.
Where they were actually dating.
Yeah, where they were fully dating. They went on the show together and they knew that they weren't going to be on right away. So they just
that was such a heartbreak. My hot Massachusetts roofer who dressed like The Rock with the fanny pack and the black turtleneck and the gold chain, and then he turned out to be trash.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have Casey. Oh, so then he goes to talk to Teddy and he's got a smiley face toenail.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew. That was. So then Casey comes in, geriatric millennial, Haley, Brittany, And then here comes Hunter. People are talking about I'm a messy bitch. Then we have Ciara. She was so, so cute. She does glow. And Michael was like,
she's so fun and nice.
She's so fun. She's so cute.
She's beautiful. Tarzan. She brought the shots and they got all over her like chest. And then she's the one.
Yeah, I'm a messy bitch.
Jessie was just trying not to look right at her tits. Right.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, no.
She's stunning. Yeah. Stunning.
She's gorgeous.
Meanwhile, Tarzan and the thong and the leaf.
That's getting old.
That's getting old.
Always have one naked guy.
It's like no fun.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Okay, you're going to be off in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Let's just make all the women uncomfortable.
So all the guys are talking about how all the women are from Clayton season, and they said it's Clayton's Island.
Yeah.
That grossed me out.
By the way, Clayton and Susie have broken up.
Yes, good.
In a statement that nobody cared about. Sure. Didn't even catch the news, I don't think.
Here comes Shanae. Green eyes, green titties, green eyes.
I love how like they're talking, being like, and it's so mean because Genevieve is just like, I really hope she's not here.
Of course. They're just literally here to crack Genevieve. Like, the whole producers.
That is what it feels like.
They are. And they're going to succeed. It's so easy.
And she's not going to be able. I mean, I'm really nervous for her.
She can't handle it.
No.
Meanwhile, Shanae likes Jacob. Genevieve is already pregame upset. I'm worried she's going to take away any man I like. It's like, yeah. She is.
With that attitude.
Yeah.
Don't become a. She needs champion lessons.
All she needs
become
to
a champion.
Do is just say, it's good to see you.
Yeah. Don't put the words out there.
You don't have to talk to her more. You don't have to ignore her. You can make small talk, but you don't have to be her friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just be your own person. Go
you
do
know
your
what?
Own thing. If you're around her, be pleasant. That's it.
You
it's
know what?
It's not attractive to see someone just be paranoid.
Literally, as what Steph said to me, become a champion is don't speak against yourself because you're giving other people arrows to shoot you with, even if it's just to the universe. Like, if you're speaking against yourself on camera, like, and like you're already putting out there that you're going to lose.
And Jill
don't
can learn from
it.
That, too.
Who?
Jill.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
You can learn from that, too.
That's, I mean, look, we all can.
Yeah.
We all get insecure. We've all been cheated on. We've all had people taken away. Like, just don't say it. Don't speak against yourself. Like, act like, I know it's hard because they're away from their friends and family, but fake it till you make it. Like, you got to, because it's like just, you're going to stay in the same pattern.
There's so many people in this world who want to take a shit on you. Like, don't do it to yourself.
Don't do it to
you.
Thank you. Good point.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't be the Queen of France. Get in the car you're driving.
You know what? That's also good advice.
You're
for
driving.
Anybody. You're driving.
You're driving.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know if I want to go. And you're like, don't be the Queen of France.
By the way, we have to post those photos.
Yeah.
Let's do it today. Tomorrow,
great.
This week.
Yeah, whatever you think.
This week. We're going to post them this week.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, so then we have new Shanae, the 2.0. Genevieve's losing her mind. So the guy's like, oh, her green eyes, her eyes.
Match her titties.
It's cool that it matches that swimsuit.
I mean, her titties. Meanwhile, Genevieve likes Justin, who gives all the memes, the eyes and the faces. Justin did have good faces.
Yeah, he's
Justin's
great.
He's
fun. So then she's like, so then he pulls immediately Genevieve aside. She can't believe it.
Yeah.
He's like, she's like, you're wearing sneakers on the beach. She's like, there's some ladies that are freaked out with guys' feet out. He does have a point. Some women hate.
Definitely has a point.
Some women hate, but you are on the beach. But you're on the beach.
That's true, too.
So then,
right, sandals and socks would have been much hotter.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Birkenstocks and thick
socks
that go up to your knees.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, she has Crocs there that have all the little things on it, including a narwhal.
Narwhal.
Oh, boy.
And then
he's like,
sea unicorn.
Dude, he said a couple very dumb things. Because he said that, and then was he the one that was like trying to say words in Spanish? And then he was like, yeah, I know I know some Spanish, but not Mexican. And I was like,
I miss that.
Said,
I wrote it totally.
Tango.
I miss that.
Oh, I was like, what?
I miss that.
He could remember how to say love.
I miss that. I didn't hear that. So then he also said, he goes, I love fruit. I love fruit. Pears are super underrated. And she's like, I don't like pears.
Oh, my God. They were talking about fruit. I honestly thought, like, you belong together. And please don't ever talk to anyone else again. Because I can't imagine anything more boring than, like, pineapples or pears. Who gives a fuck?
Literally. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Can I just
I would pick a pineapple. I'd pick a pear.
We can cut this out if it's insane, but someone offered my dad a pear this weekend, and he deep-throated that thing in a way that disturbed me. It was gone. It was gone in a second.
Oh, my God.
He was like, love pears. And I was like,
like a snake?
Chew.
Like a snake yes. eating a rat? Like a snake eating a mouse?
And I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening, which you never will, but, like, it shook me. I was like, chew. You're old. You're going
to
choke.
I almost want your dad to play my dad in Hometowns.
He would actually be perfect.
He would be
he would be so drunk, though.
That's much like my dad. Yeah. Much like my dad. On brand.
I hope Genevieve and Justin have a pear-themed wedding that's called, like, Aren't We a Pear? And they're both dressed as pears.
But she hated pears. Remember she said
yeah,
pears?
But that'll be the linchpin of their romance.
K-I-S-L can officiate. Meanwhile, Shanae and Tarzan are like kissing. They're tongue kissing.
Oh my God, that was
so
great.
Tongue kissing.
Everyone does that. They go like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. And then they lean in.
It's so weird.
And he goes, he goes, I feel like a baby dolphin seeing what the ocean has to offer. The editing is great as always. And then he goes, I told myself I won't have sex the first night. She's like, we're not having sex, Tarzan. Meanwhile, then he immediately runs into the ocean with a girl in a sarong.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, with the girl I've never seen before in my life.
Never. What? Never.
I have no idea who that is.
That could have been me. It should have been me. Like, if you're going to cast her, cast me.
Just cast Arden.
Okay, meanwhile, Lace come. And people were rude to her. She was a star of the franchise, and they did not give her the respect that she deserved because she is a star.
Yeah, but now she's like geriatric.
And they're like, no one cares.
She's like clearly gorgeous.
But it's like seven years later, no one knows her. It's been 6 years. Mm-hmm. They're like, you have no place here.
Well, when she was like, I really worked on myself and then immediately started spiraling, I was like,
Well, my thing is like, oh, you worked on yourself and then you came back.
To a torture chamber.
I mean,
that is not good for
wasn't
you.
Wasn't she not drinking for a little bit, and now she's drinking again?
Yeah, she stopped drinking. Remember, she was with Grant before Grant went to Australia.
I do remember the firefighter.
And then he obviously had his situation on the stairwell.
He ate out somebody's friend. Allie's
the bachelorette.
Allie
got eaten out by his friend on the stairwell. Oh, that's and then she left to become the bachelorette of Australia.
That's right. That's right.
Amazing.
I love our lives. Amazing. I love our lives. Also, I love how many seasons of this I've seen that I, like 4 minutes later, I remember no one. Yeah. And then it's like deep in the gray matter of my brain, I'm like, that's right. She got eaten out by his friend in a stairwell on like the Hollywood Hills, and then she became the Bachelorette of Australia.
Perfect.
I mean, thank you. Thank you. And we're tracking my brother, who's like a fucking like computer programmer, like a coder, on to talk about this. It's going to be great. Okay, meanwhile, Logan, we also have, I've gotten a response from grocery store Joe. There's a chance he also might be there.
Wow. He's got to get Serena.
They're so cute together.
I know.
So there's a chance one of them might be there.
That'd be exciting.
I'm really trying. I'm gonna keep pushing it. No word from Peter Pilot. But we're trying. Peter. But Grocery Store Joe and Ashley I would be so fun. Maybe Serena, maybe a Jared.
Oh, I'd love that.
That's so hot. Okay, meanwhile, Brandon, Serene wants him, wants to find, I don't even, I know.
They just want to meet each other.
Okay, great. Yeah, oh, that's right. She wants to find her person. She's waiting for Brandon. Is he coming? And then there he is. And
so
then,
great timing.
Oh, my God.
He's just like a adorable.
Yeah, he is so cute.
So, and she's like, I've been waiting for you. What do you even do? I'm a personal trainer. And then she goes, I can tell. And
I just love the way that he like went right up to her.
Yeah.
He's just like, Serene, can I talk to you?
I like
that. And like, they just immediately hit off. Like, I think they're soulmates. Like, I really think they are.
I do too. I agree with you.
If they don't end up together, I'm going to just stop watching this entire franchise.
Are you
going
to tie yourself with a silk cord to Brian and I when we jump off the Hollywood sign?
I'm done.
Oh my God.
Because I really think that they were just so like, and that's why I wondered like maybe they had spoken or like DM'd and shit. Because there was like clearly like something already
there.
There
was energy, yeah.
But like it was just like immediate.
No, it was so amazing.
And it felt real.
I agree.
And it felt like new and exciting.
Yeah, it felt exciting. I agree with you. And then she goes, I was nervous as hell to talk to you. And then he goes, you've got the I want to kiss you eyes. But then they kept talking for a second and then they kissed.
Which I liked. They didn't rush anything.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he said, I told myself I wasn't going to kiss anyone day one, but they kissed. They were so cute.
They all kiss so fast, though.
They
really
do.
It's fascinating.
But particularly if they've been chatting for a while and they know they're going to get kicked.
And it's a little boozy.
And they know that they're going to get kicked off if they don't kiss. You got to kiss to stay.
Right.
You got to kiss to stay.
Kiss to stay.
Kiss to stay. Okay. Kiss to stay. Let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll talk about Jill.
Guys, it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Put on your monokinis and get ready to get an STD.
Arriba.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Jill is here, and she's like, the guys are really passive. She's waiting for...
Actually, Jill had the fake black cat.
Yes, Jill had the fake black cat. Mittens.
Mittens. We need a black cat with us on stage.
I think we...
Even if we pull one off from the alley.
You know what? Let's take it. Somebody bring a cat. Put it in a baby Bjorn.
That always goes well. Just bring the cat.
We'll just tell the venue, let anyone who brings a cat in, just bring the cat in.
We need to talk about meow.
We need to talk about meow.
That's like an after school special.
It really is.
We need to talk about
well,
meow.
Because there was that movie, We Need to Talk About Kevin, with Ezra Miller playing a sociopath.
Yes.
Jill was talking about how the guys are very passive, and she's waiting for Romeo, and Romeo walks in, Jesse eyeballs his body, and
he's like, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't.
The amount of times that poor guy must get that.
I mean, that's a tough name.
Nothing fresh about it.
That's a tough name.
I have to say, Jill rubbed me the wrong way at the beginning, only because there is one expression I hate more than anything in the world.
Tell us.
Let your freak flag fly.
I mean,
I hate it. It reminds me of like the P flag, like the parents of lesbians and gays, and like that's their first cool thing to say. Do you know
you
want to
know what I hate?
P flag.
I hate from Portland and Austin, two cities that I love.
Keep Austin weird.
I hate keep I Portland too. Weird. It keep sucks. Austin weird. Yeah. There's nothing cool or edgy about saying keep it weird. Like there's nothing weird about that.
Yeah, totally.
Don't make signs that say that about your town. Don't make T-shirts. Don't make bumper. No. But because your towns are great.
Yeah, they're great.
I hate those expressions.
Maybe, let just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're weird or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, even people that aren't weird, we're all fucking psycho.
Totally.
We're all banana. We're all on our journeys.
Not me.
No, you figured it out.
I'm perfect.
You're the oracle.
Oh, that's why you're going to play the part of...
JJ?
Are you my mom?
I think I'm your mom, and I'm going to hit on your suitor the whole time.
And then we have my best friend, Ashley Iaconetti. Yeah. What if grocery store... Is he my grocer?
Yeah, he's your grocer.
He's your local grocer.
You're like, I brought him because he has never led me wrong.
Yeah.
tells me what to buy.
I take all of my dating problems to my grocer.
Yeah, absolutely. He can tell me the difference between a pear and a pineapple.
Yeah. And by the way, we make quite a pair.
Dressing as pears.
Dressing as pears. Pear. Okay, so... so then Jill, Romeo walks in, and so it turns out he's like, I hung out with a few of Clayton's girls. I didn't love the phrasing of that.
Yeah.
Jill and Kira, you know, we went to school together, and then so he pulls
Jill. Went to school together? I actually missed him saying that.
I missed that, too.
Yeah. Somebody, he went to school with somebody.
Kira. He went to school with Kira.
So then he pulls Jill aside, and he goes, how's your cat? And she's like, come on. We're actually kind of friends, Romeo. She's like, I cared about you. We had a good thing going. And he's like, I kissed Kira. It's like, and then meanwhile, up comes Dr. Kira and she, with her fucking Doc Double D's. And she goes, Jill leaves. She's like, and Kira drinks her drink.
The most shocking thing about it was there were about 4 sips left in that drink.
That's disgusting.
That was so disgusting.
Yeah. That's so disgusting.
Most of that drink had already been drunk. And she's like, I'll take it.
Dude, can you imagine?
No.
That is so, it's all backwash.
All backwash.
Also during COVID, I know they've all been like quarantined and tested, but like we're all kissing each other. Is COVID, mm-hmm. You want the last 4 sips of
that
my
is
drink.
So
that is so disgusting.
Couldn't agree more.
So Jill, has her last 3 sips drank.
Yeah.
And took the drink. And then she's like, I was good friends with Kira. You know Kira's the instigator here, watching what happened later. Meanwhile, all the girls do cartwheels in the sand and Genevieve eats shit. That was fun.
Of course, because she probably said at the beginning, I can't do a cartwheel. I'm gonna eat shit.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't put the word down.
No.
You got to become a champion. Yeah. Okay, so then Michael goes, they were spraying each other's asses with suntan lotion, Serene and somebody else, and they wore hot cross buns. I think it was Serene and Tarzan.
Tarzan, yeah.
Sprayed each other's asses with sunblock and said we're hot cross buns.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
So meanwhile, Michael says, I'm too old for this, and he starts talking to Brittany. Haley
like
is
the youngest
girl.
One there.
Yeah, and then Haley.
Yeah.
I know. And then Haley, who we don't know, she's like, Michael's a zaddy.
A zaddy, though.
He is a zaddy.
Yeah, he is.
Would you date Michael?
No.
Me neither. Okay. So then the rules of the game get established. Find love or you will be sent home. No pressure.
Right.
Find love.
Find love. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Or you will be sent home. So Lace is stressed out. The guys have the roses. Of course, they always have the guys have the roses first.
It's
sexist.
Yeah.
And by the way, I also feel like in 2022... Is Demi going to be the only person that also dates girls? Like, can we get some gay couples?
Yeah,
can we
I
get
know.
Some bi couple?
So
like, let's go.
Let's just do it.
Let's just throw in some gay couples. Let's throw in people that, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I know.
It feels so dated.
I agree.
It feels like, throw in.
Australia did it, didn't they?
They had a bi lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like throw in 10 people.
Yeah,
throw in 10 people that either are gay or identify it.
Totally.
It'd make it so much. They keep trying to spice up the franchise.
Yep.
Like, that would make it interesting and actually current and
totally.
Real.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so meanwhile, Lace is stressed out. Kira is like, again, reiterated for the second time, I just want to go to the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Andrew likes Teddy. The doctor likes Tarzan. Tarzan forgets the name of the doctor. All the girls like Michael A. And then we see Wells. I wanted Wells earlier.
He came in really
so
late.
Yeah. I guess he only comes at night.
I was going to say, I think he only does night, right?
Yeah.
But like, we haven't seen him yet. I felt like he should have been like on the beach with Jesse
last year, because they didn't have a real host. He was there more.
I want more Wells.
This year they're giving us Jesse only, which sucks. Because it should be Wells.
It should have been Wells. Okay.
But they should have said, Jesse, you can have Bachelor and Bachelorette. Wells gets Paradise.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm confused why he's not even hosting Paradise.
Agreed.
Because they're stupid. Yeah.
So here we go. We finally see Wells. Teddy likes Andrew. And in comes a date card.
Yeah.
And it's Andrew. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Teddy, will you take a shot of at love with me? Which felt like the name of the show was Shot at Love.
Tila Tequila, yeah.
Yes, which I watched.
Oh, me too, of course.
Okay, and they go to Videnta. Well, the hotel that it looks insane,
aka the set of Double Dare.
I mean, it looked insane.
Over it. Truly,
the lights, the rainbow lights. I like a paradise type hotel, but then I also love an insane resort.
Of course,
but Videnta looks nothing against Videnta. It looks so bananas. I'm like, who chooses to stay there?
I would never in a million years, by the way, go in that margarita hot tub.
No,
not for all the money. It looked disgusting.
Do you think they built that for the show, or that's there?
I think they built it for the show because the show is obsessed with disgusting, weird food things.
Yeah, yeah. And also hot tubs that are just still water because the bubbles make noise.
Make too
so
much
they
noise.
Can.
It's
yeah.
so it grosses
it's so
me out.
So disgusting.
I don't know why the bubbles make hot tubs less gross, but there's something so nasty about
just
a still water hot
still
tub.
Hot water. Still,
you're taking a bath with somebody.
Yeah.
And
you
know it's probably lukewarm. You know it's not hot.
Ugh.
The water's not circulating.
You know
all.
It's not hot. I got hives once from a hot tub that my friend got secondhand, and then they invited me over for a soak, and then I got hives all over my body.
Secondhand hot tub.
What do you do when you buy a house from somebody and it has an old hot tub?
You just
gotta drain it, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so meanwhile, they go to Videnta. There's a giant drink. Here's to taking a shot at love. He said it again.
Yeah.
And then they're giggling, and he's intimidated. He's so nervous. He's like, the anticipation of meeting you, I was hopeful.
He's adorable.
Oh, my God. He's so,
so cute.
And she's like, I was trying to play it cool. He's like, I'm a nervous wreck. And they go, it's so quiet in here. You can hear a pin drop. He's so nervous. He forgot what he was saying. I mean, they didn't say much, but they're so cute together.
They are. Really,
I liked it when he goes, I'm a nervous wreck. Like, he goes, I tried to play it cool, did I? And she goes, no.
And then I like that he goes, you seem very confident, which I loved. And they're just like, they're so cute.
It's like puppy love or something.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I hope he can get it together because somebody else will swoop in and try and steal her.
Yeah. Right.
And he needs to be able to like participate a little more.
Be confident himself. Yeah.
He's got to be a champion.
Yeah.
I like that he's just adorable.
He is.
I agree.
Meanwhile, there's Crabs and Genevieve. Justin is talking to Genevieve. He's like, I'm not dead and gone. I'm interested in you. And she's like, that surprises me. You seem very uninterested.
All I wanted to do was to tell her to stop talking.
I know.
Why are you saying this?
She's like, actions speak louder than words. And then they kiss. She's like, Justin is a great kisser. And then they kiss in the hot tub. And then he gave her his shoes and their huge shoes. Yeah. Why say you seem uninterested?
Yeah, when that wasn't even the case, he went right up to you and talked to you.
Yeah.
What?
Like, why don't you just own your fucking power in that moment and play it cool?
Stop speaking against yourself, everybody.
You have the leg up.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. Yeah. It's really bad. This is lessons for all of us.
Yeah.
Because we've all done this.
Of course.
So watching it from somebody else, it's unattractive.
It felt like she was about to blow it up before he kissed her.
Completely.
Like, he literally shut her up to be like, don't do this.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
Teddy, her goal is just to be herself in here. And then she goes,
in that margarita bowl?
Yeah, she goes, exactly. She goes, are you proposing? You need to do better. He goes, you have an aura. I stumble my words. You remind, she said, you remind me of joy. That's one of the big things. You exude confidence. I'm attracted to that. And then they kiss and then they get in the margarita hot tub.
Sexy. I don't know how they could fit in there.
It was so small. It was like a mug.
And it was like green. Yeah.
It was like a hot, it was like a hot cocoa mug.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Johnny is saying, I like it when a girl can eat. And then they kiss. It was Sierra. Who was that? Hunter.
Hunter's like, oh, I can eat and then I'll poop it out.
I can't. Meanwhile, Michael and Sierra, Brandon and Serene, Lace is in the bed. So she's pouting. She's like, this is a boring season.
I thought that was so fresh, by the way. I actually really appreciated her being in bed, being like, this sucks.
I also like,
it was so funny.
I loved Brandon imitating her. Not Brandon, the geriatric millennial.
My season was so much better.
Yeah, my season was so much better. This season is boring.
Yeah.
She's like, I am the prettiest I have ever been.
Oh, that was killer.
And she's in bed. She's like, no one listens. Everyone walks away. And lo and behold, Shanae comes and is the kind one to Luce, and she's like,
because she's probably like, Luce, I can't be the villain here. You are so much worse than me.
I
gotta wake you up, baby. I gotta look good next to somebody.
And I'll look kind. Yeah, exactly. I gotta wake you up. I gotta wind up the wind up doll to like have you go like have a path of destruction.
Yeah.
So then she's like, everyone was walking away. I feel like a dog chasing everyone. She's like, not me. She's like, even you. She's like, well, we were talking to the guys. She's like, I haven't talked to one guy. This is, ugh. And then, so then Shanae is like, just come on. And so then Luce goes, all right, I'm going to go, but I'm going to be fake as fuck, which I love. Because she was like, at least just go say hi to Wells. She was like, fine. And so then she goes out. She tells everyone it's her birthday.
Amazing.
That was so weird.
It was very like personality disorder style.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, you did a great job. I'll be fake.
Yeah.
It's like, no one's being fake.
You did a great job working on yourself.
Yeah, like also, it's my birthday. So then she's like, they ran with it. So then Logan gives her a cake. Logan brings her a little cake. They blow it out.
She brings her own cake.
But she's like, will you light it?
So they bring the cake. She goes to Logan. They're kissing. He's like, happy birthday. How old are you? I'm like, no, you say their name, not their
that
age.
That was weird. He was just
trying
to get
birthday, info.
Happy birthday,
32.
Like 32. And I was like, she's not 32, right?
She's not 32.
She's not 32, right? And she's like, I'm 32. I don't have time to waste. I'm not interested in anyone but you.
When you're 32, you know what you want.
You are what I'm looking for. And he goes, she's like, what are you looking for? He's like, well, I'm 26. She's like, ugh, I gotta go. He's like, wait, Luce.
I couldn't believe that was happening.
I loved it.
But like, he met so many women. He didn't know who she was.
Why the fuck would you think someone's name is Luce?
Lucy, short for Lucy.
Oh, true. I was thinking like...
Or like L-U-Z? Like...
Oh, maybe. Like light? Yeah.
I don't know. I was just kind of like...
Short for Lucy.
I was like, I mean, she got like so mad, but I was like, he literally just met you.
That's true.
And there's a lot of...
And also, just correct and be like, oh, it's not Luce. That's really funny. It's Lace.
No, but she's like, and then everyone call me Luce.
She's like, I'm Lucy Goosey. I'm Lucy Goosey. Oh, she goes, why did you just call me Lewis? And then she goes, Lucy Goosey. That she's upset. She's like, fuck this. And so then a crab shows up. Sierra and Michael are talking. They're calling him a zaddy. And then he says, which is like the total old perv move, you have an old soul.
Oh, God, that was so... predatory.
I can't. That's like that, I know I'm your teacher, but you have an old soul.
That is absolute like teacher student seduction dynamic.
Yeah. I know you're a teacher, but you get me. You know you're only 17, right, but you have an old soul. My bitch wife, like, who wants me to pay the mortgage, she's like so cranky, but you have an old soul.
You have an old soul.
My wife who wants me to actually like pick the kids up from soccer that I had with her when I made her have them.
Completely.
But you have an old soul.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this, she's like, so then she asks, what's the hardest part of being a single father? Honestly, the most, like, engaging question anyone's ever asked on Paradise. And he, which I thought was actually insightful and honest. Again, I'm not giving you the cold shoulder.
I don't think
but
the
it doesn't matter. None of the cameras are on, so I can actually look at you. He goes, I'm creating memories and there's no one to share them with. And every time there's a new memory with my son, this person won't be there to have them.
That was a good answer.
That was a good answer.
It felt very heartfelt.
That must be hard.
Yeah, it must be. That was sweet.
And then he's like, Sierra is so pretty. Her skin is glowing. And she has an old soul.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, Jill and Romeo and Kira.
Oh, yeah.
Kira steals the drink. And then Jill is like, she's always going after guys I like. You have to show me actions. And Romeo says to Jill, I like you, okay? I really like you. I don't have a connection with Kira. I wanted to move on and have a date with you. Like, I want a clean slate. She's like, well, I need more action from you.
It's not going to work between them.
No.
Period, the end. No one changes that fast.
No.
And also, like, I don't know the details, but it sounds like at the end he might have even ghosted you. Like, it sounds like it was sort of like, what happened? I thought we were buddies. Like,
yeah, and we were hanging out. Yeah,
like, this is not her guy.
No, he fucked her over, it sounds like. So then the doctor and Kira, the doctor Kira and Romeo, she's like, I'm not here to make good decisions. Why are you here, sir? Which is...
She out of the playbook.
Incredible.
She's incredible.
She's incredible.
She and Jill are my favorite couple. I hope they make it.
I mean, so they're incredible. And so she walks up and she says, what is the game plan? Meanwhile, Jill is crying and she starts screaming.
Okay? Screaming. She was screaming.
Screaming. And then she's like, and then Romeo was like, Jill and I were starting to connect. So he's talking. Kira pulls Romeo inside and he's like afraid of her.
I know. I thought she was going to convince him to go out with
her. Well, she felt like it's like she's his dominatrix.
Well, it was really messed up how like they were sitting there making out, like having a good time.
Yeah.
And then you see Kira see them and just beeline for
She goes right
them.
Up. She's such a nice. You do not. So then
that
she goes,
wild.
She's like, look, Jill and I started connecting. And she goes, really? And he's like, look, I just don't want for anything. I don't want our friendship to interfere.
Yeah,
friendship with
about?
Me and Jill. And he goes, I'm asking you a favor. Can you let me pursue Jill in peace? It's like, you're a grown man. Don't be on the bed talking to her
Totally.
Like, what is she?
When Kira walked over, he should have said, like, hey, I'm like kicking it with Jill right now, and I think we're doing like a thing. That's what should have happened.
He was asking permission from like his dominatrix to pursue her. And then the doctor, she goes, fine, I'll let you do that. It's like, it was like, what are you doing, sir? My mom is enraged outside the bird. And then Kira goes, I didn't do anything to deserve this. Fuck her. Fuck him. I hate them. And then she goes on a beeline over to Jill. And she's like, can we talk for a sec? She's like, what is your problem with me? And she's like, you interrupted me and Romeo. And I was interrupted. She's like, okay, I was with Romeo. And so all the ladies are watching. And there's a lot of hand movements while they're fighting. And then in a brilliant move, the doctor, who's been nothing but an asshole, says to Jill, I feel gaslit by you. And Romeo.
Which was a gaslighting move, by the way.
For sure.
Yeah.
I feel gaslit by you and Romeo. You told me he's just a friend. I feel disrespected by you. And she's like, what? She goes, you're slut-shaming me.
Yeah. That I didn't get.
No.
Did you all?
No.
She's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. She just sucks.
And
she
then,
sort of just sucks.
So then he's talking to Wells, and he goes, if I hadn't kissed Kira in the club, and Wells is like, was it a good kiss? And you could tell it was. You could tell it was. And you know it was more than a kiss. And he goes, and then Jill has been played perfectly by this gaslighter doctor. And she goes,
perfect. I couldn't believe that Jill was that
easily manipulated.
Yes.
She goes, I just feel crazy.
Like a smart person.
Yeah. She's like, I feel crazy. Meanwhile, she's crying. Brandon hugs her. Kira decides to go on a rampage. Romeo and Jill are shackles. And I am taking them off. And then she goes and she snuggles with Casey, the old millennial. And
who's
she starts,
like, don't touch me. Please don't
she
touch
starts
me.
Rubbing his nipples.
My mother's watching.
She goes, my mom's going to kill me. She goes, let's go to the boom boom room. Make your dad proud.
So horrifying.
No, like this girl like needs help. Like there's something going on.
It's insane.
I think she thinks like
she wants television. She wants airtime.
And I think there's some weird break with her where she was like, unhealthy. I came off as a prude. or maybe, or and I don't.
She had no airtime.
Like
she had no airtime.
She showed up at Clayton's thing with just she had her doctor's coat on and lingerie underneath. That
yeah.
was it.
Yeah, you didn't. Like, you didn't come off as a prude. You did not come off.
She's
as a
been
prude.
Dying for attention this whole time, and then you just met Casey, who's just like, oh no, my mother. And then you're like, let's go in the boom boom room.
She does the like the nipple rub.
It sort of seems like she's playing dress up or something. Like it just doesn't seem authentic at all.
It was like weird.
Weird.
Like, meanwhile, Genevieve, and this is like the kiss of death. Do not in the moment say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at an 11. I like Justin. Nothing could go wrong except for Victoria F coming in with a date card in Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I saw the Birkenstocks.
I was shocked by her Birkenstocks.
What was her vibe before? But she was not a nice person or what?
She would steal the husbands of married like naval guys in Virginia. Like she's hot, horny, and trouble.
And when they were in her hometown, like she got approached by someone who's like, "You fucked my husband." And then also like she and
they went to like
was it Clayton or Colton?
And then she dated
Peter.
They went to a country western show, and the guy that was singing like was also her ex. It was like everybody. She's like
and
she's
then she shacked
sexy.
Up with
fun.
She shacked up with Chris Soules during the pandemic.
I think after he hit somebody with his car and took off.
Yeah, after he like hit and run killed someone.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
She's sexy.
She just is an interesting person.
Yeah, she's just gonna come in there and cause.
I forgot she came. She didn't really do much.
Drama. Oh, yeah. She's going to. Yeah. She's gonna. I bet you she's gonna cause a whole bunch of drama.
You guys. So because we got the advanced clips, we can't do tweet of the week, and we didn't get any of the previews for next week, which I can't wait to watch. But Victoria, so question. So he's coming in and she wants Justin. What do you think is going to happen with Justin, Genevieve, and who's going to get the rose?
Well, I feel like this is weirdly in Genevieve's hands.
In other words,
what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to be?
Nice.
You've got to be confident, chill.
Yes.
And also, like, and not needy, because I will say this. I think she knew Justin was interested in her when she said, "I didn't think you were interested in me at all."
I think she did know
that he was, and I don't like that.
Can you give the listeners the advice? You might have already said this before, and I love it, but that your mom said at your last breakup.
It's sort of old-fashioned, but my mom said, basically, she was like,
"Don't ever call him again.
Don't ever call him again. Call me or call a friend. Be breezy. Be mysterious.
A man of mystery."
Yeah.
Be a man of mystery.
And don't be the one to initiate, which is very old-fashioned advice.
But be busy. Busy.
Be busy.
Busy, breezy, and like mysterious. Easy, breezy, and mysterious.
Yeah. And it's, listen, it helps.
It does.
And it also just helps your own confidence, being like, all right, I'm not going to think about that.
You know? Or I am, but I'm going to present like I'm not.
Totally. More often the case.
I mean, and then so then if Victoria's coming in, and next week, that means that three women will not get roses. Mm-hmm. What three do you think will not get roses?
Kira, Lace.
I kind of think Lace won't.
Yeah, Kira, Lace. You don't think that the producer will
the
make somebody keep Kira?
Maybe.
You don't
the
think
that
we like,
don't know the blonde one that's just rando.
Oh yeah, the young one who did the cartwheel. The one who did the cartwheel.
Oh yeah, she seems a little bit like pint size.
Yeah.
All right,
so pint size blonde, loose. I feel like Kira's gonna be able to like. Play her like Casey or somebody.
Yeah, who else does Casey have to give one to?
So let's pretend that like the horny doctor gets a rose. Then who would be the other person that might not get one?
I mean, there's like that girl Genevieve? Brittany or something that we haven't barely seen.
Oh yeah, Brittany's cute. That's
but
right.
But you're right that she was with the dad.
You're right. Yeah. She was with the dad. All right, good point. I cannot wait for our live show.
So excited.
So excited.
And yeah.
And our stand-up.
Oh, my God. That's October 11th at Union Hall, right?
October 11th at Union Hall. Our live show is October 16th. UnionHallNY.com. We also, like, just in order to get our merch, because sometimes people have a hard time finding it, go to rosepodcast.vodka, and then there's a link for the merch. Yeah. That's our website.
Rosepodcast.vodka.
Yeah.
And then our no autographs, please, at some time will be released.
At some point, the ink is drying.
I cannot wait to do a podcast. honest with you.
It's going to be
so stupid.
So dumb.
So stupid. Yeah. Do you guys really, honestly, do you think it's a good idea to do a hometown on stage with my suitor?
That's your call, baby.
I think it is.
All right.
But I make bad decisions.
Oh.
What do you guys think? I think it's fun.
I mean, I would have fun, but it's not my relationship, so it's like.
I think he would have fun. He's fun.
Okay.
We would have to explain to him.
Maybe we tip him off like, we're going to use you at some point, but you don't know for what.
Yeah.
So he's like ready for something.
Yes, and we have to explain to him on stage.
He's on a hometown.
That like one of the big parts, we don't need to tell him that it means he's getting towards the end, towards an engagement.
Right.
So we just say,
would it be terrible if it wasn't a surprise and you just said like, we want to use you in this part of the show for something or no? Like for a hometown?
Yeah, I guess I could ask
him. I don't know. Do you?
What do you think?
You know what to do.
I guess I could ask him. But we could
maybe we just say we want to do something with you but not tell him it's a hometown.
So we could explain to him. So part, we could make it seem like it's like in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's a part of the show where they bring a bunch of contestants home so he doesn't know it's like the final four. And then you do hometowns to meet the family. But then this is like, since I have all my family on stage with me, all the Marines are there, you guys can meet my suitor. Where they kind of vet, you see if they like them for, they see if the suitor's good enough for the Bachelorette.
Yes. And by the way, we'll put it on stage that he is.
That he's good enough.
Yeah, right?
Of course, he has to be good enough.
Exactly.
I
think he naturally is. I don't mean that. I just mean we can't joke in the way of like.
Being mean.
You're no good.
Yeah. You're right.
We can be tough. You have to be tough.
You could ask what he likes about me.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Okay, great.
We could ask if he knows how to perm your hair. Or if he knows how to do, you know, if he knows how to contour, because that would be important.
It'd be if himself and me.
We can talk a little about Meow, because we need to talk about Meow.
We need to talk about Meow.
We need to talk about
the girls. He's, you know,
what are some hobbies that you would get Meow into?
That's really good. I like that. Okay, that's good. Okay, that's really fun. All right, we have so many fun segments. We have co-host or co-hog. We have Rhode Island accents.
Yeah.
We have hometown.
So good.
We have lover boy with lover boy.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll do reviews and emails. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. And
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women. And this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are talking about our reviews. Again, to your point, Katie, that we have the best listeners ever, mm-hmm. the best fans. We asked for a favor. We're trying to get to 2,300 stars by 2023. And we did a call to action. And Whitney was so good. So let's do it again right now. You can open up your phone. You click on podcasts.
Yeah, yep. So like Apple Podcasts.
What if they don't have an Apple phone?
They can go to Apple Podcasts in your browser. Yeah. If you have a Mac, you should have the Apple Podcasts app on your computer.
But what if you don't have a Mac? What if you have a PC?
You're probably not listening on Apple Podcasts then.
Okay. So, all right. So
in that case, if you like listen to us on Spotify, you can just star us on there. Okay. You know, that type of stuff.
So basically, assuming you have access to Apple Podcasts, yeah. And I'm not trying to be bougie and be like, it has to be Apple. It can be whatever. Like, you know, we know that everybody listens in different ways. So if you are on Apple, you go to podcast, you click on the podcast, and you scroll all the way to the bottom where it says ratings and reviews. And then you click tap to rate.
Yep.
So then I'm going to do 5 stars. Let's see if it works again. And then below the first, there'll be one review that's posted, and you can click write a review.
Yeah.
And then you just do it right there.
And then, yeah, you can write whatever you want. But hopefully nice.
By the way, can I just say, so our listeners, we are now up to 2,044 ratings. We might even be able to get to 2,500 by 2023. So like if you wanted to, like, we might even make this before the show. We might make it to 2,300.
That'd be great.
It's so cool. I mean, you guys are the best. So literally, we got so many incredible reviews. And we just really, this was such a cute one. This one was 5 stars. It's short and succinct and so cute. It's from Scott from Florida. I'm probably not in this podcast demographic, but I love it. I'm a 35-year-old wrestling fan, and yet I love this podcast. Arden is the funniest host ever, and the guests are all amazing. 1,000,000 stars.
Oh, that's so nice. Scott
from Florida. That is so cute.
Thank you for the 1,000,000 stars.
Isn't that cute? Here's another short one. 5 stars. Diddy372. Love this podcast. I'm still telling the Willie Nelson joke. That was from the Heitner Wells episode. So funny. Here's another one. 5 stars. Brooke loves Sonic. Bone Zone Bonanza is the title. This show is insanely funny. It's better than the actual Bachelor episodes. A fun cast of regulars and visitors. You'll fall in love with all of them. You have to listen to multiple episodes just to be in on all the inside jokes. I got hooked during COVID, and I look forward to this every week. Thanks for all the laughs. Keep them coming.
We
just have so many. This is 5 stars, the movie girl. Weekly source of joy. Pure delight. Wish it was 3 hours long every week, but Arden's arm would fall off from transcribing the madness.
I know.
Come on. I mean, we love you guys. We should figure out a way to do like a little tour or something. That'd be fun. I feel like we're figuring it out. We're getting there. But at least we see that there's a demand. Yeah. We'll definitely do another New York show.
Definitely.
We should do a holiday one in New York. There's nothing more fun than New York at the holidays. We should try to do the Bell House. So it's owned by Union Hall and Bell House are owned by the same people. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could do a holiday show at the Bell House.
That would be fun.
That
would be great.
That's a much bigger space. So again, we would have to sell it out so I don't have to get my real estate license. but it's a little like they do a lot of Netflix specials there. It's a little more echoey, so it's not quite as intimate, but it's a really great space. And it would probably seat like 300 people, maybe 400. We'd have to look it up. But that'd be really fun.
That would be.
So fun. I hope that grocery store Joe, you guys should put in the comments of Grocery Store Joe and Serena's photos on Instagram that they should do my live show at the Bellhouse and tag me. Okay, here's such a great email that we got. This is from Catherine A. And the subject is important. Ari Tino's name. Hey, Arden and the gang. I will make this brief. Tino is short for just Tino, all in capitals, exclamation point. Is that true? Is he just Tino?
What's his last name?
I don't know. But
just
Google,
Tino, but then it's Google like Justina, Tino. But
Google Tino from The Bachelor.
Franco. So they're Justino, so they're clearly Franco. Italian.
Is his name really Justino?
I'm looking it up.
But also
incredible. It's an Justino Franco is actually an incredible name, but
yeah, Justino Philip Franco.
I mean, I assume it's a family name.
Yeah, because they're Italian, clearly.
Just what a fun piece. What a fun fact. I've never heard. Look, my name is Arden Van Ambridge Marine. It's with a Y. So I'm not taking swings at anybody's name. But what a fun, like, what are you talking about? That's such a fun, weird thing. That was an important thing that he showed for Justino.
Wow.
Who knew? All right, you guys, let's go back to Brian. Brian.
Honey.
What do you want to promote? So we're doing stand-up.
I want to promote us, baby. I want to promote No Autographs, Please, coming out soon.
I can't wait. And, should I try to get us more stand-up gigs in New York?
Yeah, why not?
I'll try. Okay, I'll set it all and, up. I'm our stand-up agent.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the Union Hall website to get to
Union Hall NY for that at the 11th.
And don't forget to DM Anna.
Oh, yeah. If you can't go and you have extra tickets, please DM me at Selling Host Nia so we can do some ticket exchanges.
There it is.
Great. Okay, that's so fun. Yeah. And then your podcast.
Attitudes Pod, Ask Rana Pod, and then 911. Yeah, to check it all out.
God, you're so boozy.
You know what? I feel like I leave the impression that I am.
Me too.
But the truth is, once like 3:30 hits today,
me too,
I'll be full cadaver in my bed, arms crossed, closing my eyes.
I love that. Yeah.
But then are you playing tennis tonight?
I am playing tennis tonight.
Obviously, I am.
Yeah, so I'll see you at tennis.
I'll see you at tennis. Okay. Tana, we have obviously our show coming up. But by the way, I think I need to contact Dynasty Typewriter. I feel like we need to do another birthday bachelorette.
That was so fucking fun.
Now, my birthday is on a Friday. Obviously, I'll have my party on a Saturday.
I can't believe it's like basically already October because your birthday's in December.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. So I'm thinking I'm going to reach out to Dynasty. Would it be, if my birthday is on December 10th, obviously I'll have my holiday birthday party on the 11th, Saturday night.
Legendary.
Would it be too hangover-y insane to do birthday bachelorette on Sunday the 12th? Is that insane? I can't do it the same day as the party.
No.
Should I do it the week before?
I think week before. We don't want to put too much in the weekend. You got to be able to relax.
Yeah. I got to be able to react. You're right. Okay, great. So in theory, I'll reach out to Dynasty and see if we could do... What's a Saturday would be the ideal day, right?
Sure. So yeah, like the first weekend of December or whatever.
Yeah, so Saturday the 3rd.
Yeah.
Who will compete for your love?
Or do we want to do Sunday? Or do we want to do Sunday in case somebody's touring?
Well, are we going to stream it?
Yeah, we got to stream it.
Yeah, we got to stream it. So it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter. No, but I mean, if for our contestants, if somebody's touring.
Oh, yeah.
We'll so it'll be the 3rd or the 4th. We'll discuss. We'll reach out to Dynasty. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Who's going to win my heart?
I don't know.
Who's going to win Arden's heart?
Who's going to win my heart?
That'll be fun.
Got to get out. Tell Al now that he has to fly out and be your brother in hometown.
He has to be my brother in hometown.
Yeah.
Obviously. All right. And then we have our Patreon where we're almost done with Southern Charm and they're going into Winterhouse, which is your favorite.
I'm very excited for Winterhouse.
And then don't forget, it'll be up late next week. It'll be up on Thursday or Friday. Hopefully Thursday. Katie, what would you like to promote?
I am KT_money on Twitter and Instagram. And please go adopt or foster a animal from your local shelter and register to vote.
Yes, honey.
Great point.
Brian.
Honey.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me, as always.
We love you.
This is the best setup.
I am obsessed. We're gonna do our No Autographs Please in here.
Absolutely, we are.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so fun. And then we're gonna bake for them in our kitchen on our microwave, and we're gonna make them film us afterwards.
Yep.
What we're doing.
Our guests are actually gonna be put to work, people.
Thank you. And fed. Yep. All right, until next time. My name is Arden. Good night.
Bye.
Oh yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.